The Cathedral of Notre Dame. This site has been occupied by different religious buildings since the Roman era. First, there was a temple dedicated to Jupiter, then an early medieval church in the 6th century called Saint-Étienne, and later a Romanesque church. The structure we can see today was dedicated to the Virgin Mary and was built between 1163 and 1245 in a Gothic style. It has been renovated several times during its 800-year history, the most significant of which was undertaken in the 19th century to repair damage from the French Revolution. Its famous gargoyles have been rebuilt. Furthermore, various parts of the structure, such as the steeple of the dome, have been restored, which features a bronze rooster adorned with three relics sitting on a cross. At 93 meters high, it serves as a kind of spiritual lightning rod that protects the faithful of Notre Dame during thunderstorms. One of the many strange legends surrounding the building tells of a young tradesman who was entrusted with constructing one of the doors. Foolishly, he made a pact with the devil, who agreed to help build the door in exchange for his soul. The next day, a beautiful door miraculously appeared, and the builder was promptly promoted from apprentice to master. However, the devil relentlessly tormented him, and he was found dead in mysterious circumstances just a few days later. The cathedral features two 69-meter towers. Within them, you can see huge bells and mythical gargoyles, the latter of which serves to drain water from the roof during heavy rains. Another grisly Notre Dame legend says that when Joan of Arc was burnt at the stake, the gargoyles awoke and wreaked havoc on Paris to avenge the heroine's death. The next day, dozens of corpses were found throughout the streets, which were later identified as those who had witnessed the execution, but made no attempt to help. Its interior is characterized by colorful rows and stained glass windows, the arches of the dome, tall columns, and the crypt, whose ruins were discovered during excavation work in 1965. The Cathedral of Notre Dame has been the scene of numerous great novels and significant historical events. Victor Hugo's famous book tells of the Hunchback of Notre Dame, who lived in the bell tower of the cathedral. Furthermore, the coronation of Napoleon Bonaparte and the beatification of Joan of Arc were both held within these walls.